Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in getting some tips on how to elevate your status. Now, guests on our show include, very important to listen to this, we have Emmy winners, we have Grammy winners, we have Tony Award winners, we have reality TV stars, my favorite because everybody knows I love reality TV. You know I'm obsessed. And we have working professionals, obviously, which include producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, publicists, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, entertainment attorneys, and the list goes on and on. We just have them all on the show. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, go to our archive page, which is on the latalkradio.com website, and search for our show title, which is Question Reality. Number two, you can go to iTunes, the Google Play Store, or Stitcher.com, and we're under the podcast section. And number three, we have a free mobile app which you can get on the App Store or the Google Play Store. You can also go on latalkradio.com down at the bottom. I think it's on the right-hand side, and you can click, and you can get the free mobile app there. I think it might link you to the App Store and the Google Play Store. Not sure, but I would just go to the App Store and Google Play Store. Okay, so finally, if you want to be a guest on our show or refer someone to promote themselves, their products, and just help listeners with sage career advice, we've still got a couple of booking spots left for the year. I think maybe four. Please go to our official website to submit. Our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's where we air the show. You have to submit it, questionrealityradioshow.com. That's where I believe you do it via the contact link. Who knows? My assistant does all that. I don't know. But I think it's a contact link. Just go there, and it's very self-explanatory, very detail-oriented. I'm very methodical. I'm a micromanager, as you know, but I don't know what she did, but I approved it a long time ago, so it's there. Okay, so lastly, very, very exciting news for our listeners, our loyal fans of 11 years. In October, I'm going to be announcing how you can listen to this show on an additional and new website. So please make sure that you tune in and also go to all of my social media sites. I'll be posting it there too. And give us a little thumb. You know, in this day and age, we love little thumbs. We love our little thumbs and our little likes. We're so thirsty for likes and thumbs. Isn't that sick? But this is the world we live in. So make sure you do that on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of the sites. You know, it's all Question Reality, or you can go by my name. I'm there. I'm all hooked up. Now, today I have to talk about something really quick before we go into our guest. I know everybody is so excited because I've been getting texts and emails, and they're like, oh my God, she's so hot, beautiful. Oh, I want to. I can't wait. I'm like, well, you'll wait because I've got something to tell you. Now, as everybody knows, for 11 years, you know, I love my reality TV shows and I am animal obsessed. Like, I watch everything on Nat Geo Wild. One of my favorite shows has been Dr. K's Exotic Animal ER. I love that show. I love Dr. K. And I am just completely enthralled and I'm titillated. I'm mesmerized by a doctor that used to be on the show. She's no longer on the show. Her name is Dr. Lauren Thielen. She is so, so beautiful. I'm not just talking physically. I'm talking inside and out. I mean, she radiates just so many feelings of happiness when you watch her. I don't even understand what it's like. She's so engaging and she has this sparkling personality and, I just love her to death. My husband and I just love her, obsession. But I want to congratulate her on opening her new practice. Now, if you follow Dr. K's Animal ER, you know that she left last season. She opened up her new practice. I want to say congratulations, Dr. Laura Thielen, Lauren. Did I call her Laura? Oh, my God. I hope I didn't say that. Dr. Lauren Thielen, congratulations on opening your new practice. It's called Texas Avian Exotic Hospital, which is located in Grapevine, Texas, which is about 18 miles north of Dallas. I want you to go to her website. It's texasavian.com, TexasAvian.com. And... again, as a fan of hers, I would, if I had a pet, I had three cats. They ran away, unfortunately, the first opportunity they got. I don't know why. We showered them with love and food, and we just talked to them. We played music for them. The first opportunity that window was open, they bailed like a bat out of hell. I don't know what happened. I don't know where they went. We were heartbroken, so we never got any pets after that. But I can tell you that this particular lady, Dr. Lauren Thielen, is just so fantastic. And what I'm excited about is that she told me via email that she is going to get her own show. I was dying because I was so depressed that I was never going to see her again. And she sent me an email and told me that to be looking, if you watch Dr. K's Exotic Animal ER, she said that either during or after, I'm not sure which one, because, you know, it changes with these stations. They'll tell you it's going to air one time and then air someone. But you got to watch the show. And the promos for her new show is going to be on during the Dr. K's Animal. That is so hard to say. Dr. K's Exotic Animal ER. It's going to air either during or after the show. But I am just blown away. I'm assuming it's still going to be on Nat Geo Wild. So please tune in to Dr. K's Exotic Animal ER and just look out for when Dr. Lauren Thielen's new show is going to be on. I can't wait. I am super pumped and I will be announcing it like every single weekend. I tagged her on a Twitter post and I'm thinking she's probably saying, why is she tagging me? But I just thought that it would be nice to tag her. I'm not tagging her anymore, but she will know that we are going to be advertising her show and we're going to do a huge watch party. Like, I have thousands and thousands of followers. So I am going to enlist the request for them to also tune in. So again, please go to her website and check out her services. I believe it's by appointment only, but you can look into that further. Again, it is texasavian.com, and she is absolutely incredible. Oh my God, I love that lady. My husband and I are like, oh, we want to clone her and we'll just get pets and we'll clone her. We want a robotic clone of Dr. Lauren Thielen. And so we can have her to take care of our pets. Maybe she can have them like not run away. She can do some whispering. I think she's an animal whisperer. She just has magical skills. I don't know, but it's definitely an entertaining personality for sure. So again, Texas Avian Exotic Hospital, they treat everything. I'm going to be advertising it every week, so get used to it, because I'm talking about her again next week. All right, now the exciting part of the show, part two, because Dr. Lauren Thielen was excitement number one. We have a absolutely beautiful, this woman, I got so many, mostly from my male followers. They said, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Oh, I love her music. She is the one, the only, Heather Christie. And Heather Christie is a neo-soul, indie R&B, indie pop singer, songwriter, dancer, and producer. Woo! The titles involved here. The titles! That's just so much pressure. I mean, I thought I had some titles, but those are some titles. That even outdoes me. I'm multi-hyphenated, but that's just super hyphenated. So you know she's a busy lady. I want you to go to her website real quick while I'm going to read her brief bio. It's Heather C, as in cat, songs.com. And she's also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heather C Songs. And what I want to point out right away, because you know every single week, 11 years, I've been telling you, when you are doing your branding, it is so important that you keep your name consistent. Don't try to get cute and do all of this. Oh, I'm too sexy for my shirt, Sam.com, or do these like weird, cute things, because nobody's going to be able to find your butt when they're looking for you. When they Google you, they're not going to find you if you have all these different names. So keep it consistent. Heather, obviously, this is an intelligent woman who knows about branding, but she kept everything consistent. Okay. Just to let you know, Heather is represented by Anka Charita. Love this woman. Oh, I adore her. She is a publicist with LDV Media, and you can check her website out, which is ldv-media.com. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that process when we talk to Heather. But, you know, Heather, she has her songwriting, in my opinion, it embodies a message of inner empowerment. And what was exciting for me to read about Heather was that in 2016, Heather was seen on American Idol's finale season as a second round finalist during Hollywood Week. And for those of you who have been listening to the show, you know we've had Michael Orlin on. He's a friend of mine, Pisha McPhee. She's Catherine Fee's mom. She's a vocal coach. I don't know if she's still on American Idol, the new rebooted one, but, you know, she was there for a long time. And Heather was on the show, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool, I gotta talk to her about it. So Heather's song Tenture was released by Project Verifauna, and it gained viral recognition through Spotify's Discover Weekly playlist in 2017. And Christie's new single Little Bird will be released on September the 17th. Just 2 days, people. 2 days. Hope I got that right. I saw it on the website when I was doing my research, so hopefully that's still the case. But you are going to get a treat today, because even though it's going to be released in 2 days, we're going to play it today at 5:30. So you're getting like the total scoop here, only here on Question Reality. You're going to hear that. Well, you probably heard it other places, but I'm just saying. So then it's such a, when you listen to it, it's so, in my opinion, I think it's such a deep, intense, kind of a soul-stirring song, and it has excellent instrumentation. I'm very impressed with that. My husband was super impressed. He actually had a question for her that I have to ask about the instrumentation. And wait until you hear this super cool song. It's fantastic. And I have to say that also reading Heather's bio about her family, she has, according to her, she has this eclectic flower power family life going on. She went to Grateful Dead shows, tons of music festivals, and growing up on the Santa Cruz coast, my gosh, who wouldn't think it sounded so magical and fascinating and intriguing? I mean, I feel that she's so young. Obviously, she's beautiful and young, and but when you read her bio, it just seems like she's done a million exciting, thrilling things in her lifetime. You're just going to have to visit her website and read her bio to understand what I mean. So let me give you that again. It's heathercsongs.com, and then Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all Heather C. Songs. So without further ado, let's just talk to Heather and find out what the heck is going on in Heather's world. Welcome to the show, Heather Christie.
Thank you, Priscilla. It's so good to be here.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love your name, Heather Christie. It sounds like it could be a television show. Like, get Aww. Heather Christie. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a star name. Heather Christie. Is that your name from birth, or is that a stage name?
It is my first and middle name. So it is my given name from birth. Yeah.
I love that. Now, you were, as we said earlier, you were a contestant on the reality show American Idol. Can you just tell us, so people just want to hear this story, just briefly, you know, how did it happen? What happened? But tell us the scoop. Give us everything.
Okay, well, it's a long story, so I'll try to just pinpoint the exciting parts. But my best, so my best friend, Annie Anton, who is also a singer-songwriter at the time, was auditioning, and she told me that since she had auditioned before, she had access to the producer's round of auditions, which basically means you skip the first, like, four rounds. And as it was the season finale on that network, I think that the show was looking for actual musical artists and singer-songwriters to be on there. And so she gave me the email of one of the show producers. I emailed him and immediately got an audition in Hollywood. And I went up there, and I think I had a very different look. I was, like, carrying a kombucha bottle, which is, like, kind of a probiotic health soda, if you don't know what that is. And I had, like, short pixie cut hair, and they were just like, okay, like, you're interesting, you know? And so they immediately invited me back for the next round, where I was in San Francisco, just, like, with the film cameras, already from 7 a.m. from the get-go, and then, auditioned for the judges. So I got to meet J-Lo, Harry Connick Jr., and, Keith Urban. And I sang two songs for them. I sang an Amy Winehouse song, and I think they liked me enough to invite me to Hollywood Week. Well, actually, I got two votes out of three, and J-Lo was the breaking vote, and she said, you know what, I want to see you one more time. And so they invited me to Hollywood Week, which is basically the boot camp where you go, you stay in a hotel with all, it's like the top 200 contestants at that point. And you know, wake up at 5:30 a.m. You get, like, kind of these inspirational speeches from all kinds of different, you know, sort of mentors within the show. I met Taylor Swift's ex-manager, Rick Barker, who was turned out to be a big influence on me. And then you go into the Dolby Theater where they do the Grammys, and then you go out in the lines of 10 people. And what happened for me was, like, a little bit unfortunate, if I can be real, because right when I was about to go out for my audition, I had already been, like, sitting, waiting for 12 hours. And the one thing that we get to say is basically, hi, I'm Heather Christie, and this is why I want to be the next American Idol. And I had, like, spent all day thinking about what I was going to say, you know, And then at the very last minute, one of the producers came in and was like, Heather, like, I just want you to know, like, the judges are tired at this point and they just want a story. And so he kind of told me to tell this story, but it's not what I was planning to say. And looking back, I wish that I had just been true to myself about, like, who I am. And so, you know, I didn't pass that round. And I really think in part it was because I wasn't feeling, like, on fire in my own special way. You know, I was kind of playing into somebody else's thing. And for me, like, especially with a reality TV show, I think it's really all about being real and being who we are, who I am. And so I really learned a lot that day and walked away with this realization that I just really have to be who I am, no matter what anybody else thinks. And so that kind of sums up my experience with American Idol. So yeah, it was a really valuable experience. Mm.
Oh, I it sounds like you learned a lot during that. But even though you, although making it to the top 200, this experience really opened doors for you because you were discovered by the former manager of Taylor Swift and asked to collaborate with them. How cool is that?
So cool.
What did you do? What did you do with him? First of all, who is he? Rick, what is his name?
Yeah, Rick Barker. Everyone who's doing music DIY should really know him because he's a powerhouse in spreading the news, basically, of what he helped Taylor do, which was if you want to make 500,000 fans, you have to meet 500,000 people. And so he started this business called Music Industry Blueprint. You can, like, download his books, go to his website. You can work with him in person. And he basically teaches you how to create your own fan relationship, much like he helped Taylor do in the early stages of her career. And it's really about making, like, honest, authentic relationships with your fans. And I don't know if you follow Taylor Swift, but the way that she interacts with her fans is, like, so special. And she just cares. She sends them Christmas presents and she knows them. And so what I learned from Rick was very invaluable, especially as an indie artist and a DIY artist.
Well, you know, you from you telling me that she sends people Christmas presents, do you know you have brought me back to the Taylor Swift fold, back into the fold, because she dated my fantasy man, like the only man I've ever loved in my life, Harry Styles. I am so Harry Styles obsessed. Like, I have pillowcases. It's sick. I'm married, 23 years married. I have Harry Styles pillowcases, okay? So that's how bad it is, right? But and she's like, I'm like, no, he's not dating Taylor Swift. No. But now, and I just like was not the Taylor Swift fan now, but now you have made me feel like, wow, that she puts a lot of effort into obviously from what you're telling me, even if she does, I don't know if she, because you know, a lot of times you're listening to the advice of your manager and your agent, and they're like, you do this, and your PR person, do this, because it's a formula. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether or not she wants to do that and she does it personally, but even if her people do it, at least it's Taylor Swift's stamp. So I think that's
cool. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You apparently tour regionally with each project, I hear. And my question is, who sets up your tours? You know, and what do you feel personally? You don't have, this is your opinion. What do you feel personally are absolute necessities for a successful tour?
And it's the absolute necessities for touring, you said?
For your touring, what do you feel are absolute necessities for you when you go, okay, this is what I need so that I know that I'm going to have a successful tour?
Got it. That's a really good question. I think I've been learning along the way so much that keeps changing, you know, but the first answer is I book myself. I do it all, you know. I wear so many different hats as all of us who pursue our artistic careers in the beginning do. And I've been doing it for about 7 years now. So I definitely have learned a lot about how to be my own booking agent. And so for me, in terms of what I need along the way, I mean, I'm thinking in terms of material things like basically my stage outfits that I'm going to like feel just super rip roaring in, like that for me is important, to create like a vibe and a stage persona that I can, you know, go on stage feeling good about. And then also for me, I mean, honestly, my people, like having my people with me, whether that's my bandmates or booking myself in places that I know are going to bring out my friends and create a cool community vibe that people are going to want to come hang out at. That's a really important thing for me. So yeah, just like having my creativity and having my community are both important.
Well, I tell you, talking about those outfits, woo, girl, you are those outfits. What was that video? Because, you know, when I went to the website, okay, so on your website, you got three videos. It's the one in the middle. It didn't have, like, I don't want to play the video. I'm afraid it'll start playing through the headphones. But it's the one that we were speaking about earlier when you were, my husband watched it, and he had it on the earphones, so I could not hear the music, but he was just all over himself. What was the title of that? It was on YouTube. It was the one where you're pointing up to. Remember, I said my husband's building in downtown LA.
Oh, yes. That video is called Falling Alone.
Okay, Falling Alone. Oh my God, you were just representing that dress. I'm like, oh my God. So Albert, I couldn't hear the music because he's listening, but I'm looking at your outfit going, oh my God, I have to have that dress. I love that dress. You are just, it was so stylish. And I love how you incorporated, because I understand you are a dancer as well. So I loved how you incorporated your dance moves in the video. It has everything. It's got your vocals. It shows your style, like your personal style. I mean, you incorporate the dance moves. And then I have to know, honestly, girl, who did this music video? Because I have a production company and I produce music videos and I direct them as well. And when I saw this, I said, oh no, I have to have the name of this person because I have to refer them out to who did this music video? It was so professionally done.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you so much. I know I'm very blessed to have worked with good friends of mine, actually. The woman videographer who I worked with, she also did her first ever music video with me, with my old project, Feral Fauna in Santa Cruz, where I grew up. She and I used to both live there, and her name is Nico Nelson, and she is a professional photographer, wedding photographer, as well as videographer here in Los Angeles. And I believe you can just find her at nnelson.com or just look her up, Nico Nelson. And she also had her partner, her boyfriend, Chris Devsich, do a lot of the editing. So he's a masterful editor. So it was a really gorgeous, partner team that got to do that with me.
I love how they incorporated the blurs and the fades, and then they got so many. And I was thinking, I hate to ask you this, but did you do that guerrilla style or did you get film permits? Because I hope you say guerrilla style, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to every one of those locations.
Girl, I mean, it was pretty much that, you know, like if you go to the Arts District, go to the Arts District, downtown LA, and it's all there. It's all on the walls. There's so much art. You could just walk around and make creative material for days.
But how did you get that one shot where you're, I think that's obviously the Sky Bar, the one, right? Because we live in downtown LA. We're right, you know, but where the Bonaventure is. And so, so I got a couple, shots at the Bonaventure. I had them going up in the elevator. It was on a Saturday and I had them go, we did some shots going up and it was beautiful footage. So I was curious, but so I really tell her I will be contacting her because I'm going to refer her out to people who need music videos. What, did she just do it for you or does she do it? Will she do it for someone else if they hire her?
She does. Yes, she does it.
Tell her, please tell her we were so impressed and we're going to refer her for sure. Okay, so Kat, we are going to play. It's that time. Can you believe it's 5:30 already? This show goes so fast. People are thinking initially, oh my God, what am I going to talk about for 50 minutes? And it goes so fast, right? Okay, what is the backstory on this? First of all, was I right? Little Bird is coming out on September 17th. 2 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. Tuesday. And so tell us when you say coming out, where is it going to blast out to?
It's going to blast out to all major streaming networks, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, really wherever you find your music, it will be there. So Spotify is a big one.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Now we're about to play it. So just briefly give us the backstory on the song Little Bird. I assume you know, being a singer-songwriter, I assume you wrote it. So what is it about? Yeah. Why is the title Little Bird? What is it about?
So I was hired to score an Assamese Indian film earlier this year, and my husband is also a musician who does a lot of world music. So he gave me access to his old band's stems, which are basically all the like singular instrumental takes from years ago. And so I was shuffling through there and I basically came upon his collaborator's stem of an instrument called the Ngoni, which is an African instrument made out of a gourd. And I was like, ooh, this is super funky. And so being a producer, I work with a program called Ableton. I took it, I put it into Ableton, and then I forgot about it for months. And then going back through all of my old material one day, I found it and I was like, oh yeah. And so I made a quick beat or I put a beat loop in there. And then I basically, you know, just did what I do as a songwriter, which is if there's already a musical, piece, I will listen to it. I'll feel the vibe and I will just feel what gets inspired out of me from that piece of music. And so for me, it was this like funky, soulful, rootsy, down home kind of vibe that really brings me into contact with what I love at the base of it. And so the first phrase that popped into my mind was stay wild, moonchild. And, you know, as a musician and kind of a you know, yeah, a gypsy, being on the road, going on tour, like I love this feeling of that, of like, what does it mean to stay wild and like be a moonchild and be in our own like childlike part of ourselves. And so that really is what the song is about, as well as being a testament to the youth and to the future generations who I think are so important to honor and to uplift and to tell them that they can be anything they want to be and that they're very important in the world. So yeah, that's basically what the song is about.
So are you the little bird? Because you are a little tiny petite thing. Are you the little bird?
I am the little bird in spirit, but you know what? In the music video, if you watch it on YouTube, there's a gorgeous Peruvian 9-year-old who I actually live with, her and her mom. Her name is Azure, like the color, and she represents the little bird in the video, and she does a gorgeous job. It's her debut on any music video, and just I was so excited to have her be that. So I play more of the narrator, telling her as the little bird to stay wild.
All right. Well, I'm too excited. Let's hear it. All right. Without further ado, this is Little Bird by the gorgeous, sexy. I'm sorry. You are just too drop dead gorgeous. I have to put it in there. I'm sorry about that. Heather Christie by Heather Christie off of the EP. Is it Making It? Off the EP Making It?
The Little Bird single is actually a single, and Make It is coming out in a few weeks.
We'll talk about that after a second. Okay, so
we'll talk about that.
Yes, Heather Christie, this is the song Little Bird. Theme person, I should listen to more indie music, but I've never heard that. Maybe because I don't listen to enough indie music. Is that used a lot in indie music, or or what?
Because no.
That should be. Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
it should be,
you
right?
Started a trend, girl. You start. Everybody's going to be copying that cord. They're going to be. That is. Oh, I've got to have
true.
A cord. That is.
Got to have a cord.
It makes such a difference in that song.
Uh-huh.
It adds so many layers. It's so colorful. Mm. It just completely does a series. It's like listening to a damn Beatles song. You know how the Beatles would be like, da-da-da-da-da, and then they throw in the 200-piece symphony on a song, and you're like, what? So wasn't expecting it. Oh, my gosh. I love that. And I purposely don't listen to the song I'm going to play because I want to be, like, really taken away with it. So I got to say that that is going on my playlist, girl. It's going on my playlist.
Woo-hoo!
I'm gonna. You will be getting your $1.29 today. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't even think you get the $1.29. They, like, suck half of the money out, I think. But, you know, you'll
Point
be getting
5 cents. Yeah.
Oh, those bastards. You deserve at least the whole $1.29 for the cord.
Thank
oh
you.
My
I know.
God, it was wonderful. I love it. So you were saying Little Bird was just a single, but you were about to tell us about the EP called Making It. So give us a scoop. How many songs, you know, does it have a theme? What was the inspiration for Making It?
Make It is a 2-song EP that's coming out in 3 weeks now. And yeah, that one is basically has the theme of questioning what does it mean to make it in society and in the world, and kind of owning that and writing your own story about that. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Oh my gosh, was I say making it like some sort of sexual overtone? Yeah, we're making it. It's make it.
No.
We're making it. Make it.
Yeah. It's all good.
Come on.
It's all good.
So when you say this is coming out, is this going to come out via all of the streaming sites as well, just like Little Bird?
Exactly, yes. If you go follow my Spotify profile, you'll just get everything that's coming. And I have a lot more music coming after that, too.
And you know what I love? I love that you are so musically intelligent, not just instrumentation wise and the creative process of making the music, but it seems to me like you really know the business aspect. And this is called show business, which I try to emphasize to people. A lot of artists, unfortunately, actors as well, people who are in the entertainment industry, they seem to just want to focus on the craft, the art. And I understand that, but they do have to realize that if you want to go anywhere else other than your garage, you have to get out there and treat this as a business. And you obviously, you're obviously very motivated about your career, and you have a team. I don't know who's on your entire team, but I do know that you have Anka Charita, who's your publicist from LDV Media. Isn't she something else? She is a trip.
She's amazing.
I love her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's so great.
Real quick, how you met her and what she's doing to help your career as a publicist. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because when this is a lot, but you're super intelligent. You're going to handle this. A lot of questions. So fit them in whenever. So I want to ask that because I want you to tell the audience when you would recommend that it's time to start building your team. I mean, obviously, Heather, ideally, the dream would be for you to have the dream team at the inception of career, but realistically that's not possible, right, for everyone because of mainly financial reasons. So how do you or what do you feel when you should start putting your team together if you're on a budget? Like, who would be the first person building team?
That is such a great question because I think it's different for everybody in a creative path, especially this day and age with the industry is all changing. It really feels to me like it's kind of bushwhacking your own trail. Like, there's no set trail for any creative individual. And so it's really about what is right for you at the time. And so for me, it's all about relationship building. And, you know, they say it's all about who you know, which can sound kind of like depressing because you're like, well, I don't know the right people or whatever. But it's actually like, if you turn that around, it's just like, who do you naturally inclinate towards? Like, who do you authentically connect with as a human first? And then what does that like collaboration bring forth? And so I also think that the metaphor I like to think of is like, it's building your own bridge. And once you have laid the foundation, you will just naturally start connecting with the people who are at similar levels and similar places who can help support you and you can help support them. And so for me, that's where Anka comes in, is that I put out this call to creative women of LA Facebook group about who wants to come help and make this little bird video shoot happen. And Anka was immediately right there and super supportive and came over, and we met and really just connected as people and as women in our respective creative industries. And so she's been excited about going more towards the music industry as well. And this is really my first time working with a publicist. So that's why it's so exciting for me to have such a sweet relationship with her. And just like the work that she's helping me to open up to is things like this, like chatting with you and opening up to someone who I would never connect with otherwise, and your audience, and, you know, just basically bridging the gap. It's all about building bridges and how can we build our own bridge, the foundation of our own bridge, to then help each other bridge our careers to the places that help them grow.
Absolutely. And I would say, learn how to do the music on your own, such as Heather Christie did. She has her own in-home studio. I didn't find out if you did the mastering on the, that was my husband's question. He wanted to know, did Heather do mastering on her? Because you have the home studio, and he wanted to know, did you do the mastering on music? So real quick.
That's a great question. I stopped myself at the line of mixing. I've realized that there's only so far I can go to where my skills like are better spent paying someone who really is a master at their craft to do that work. So I don't do my own mixing. I don't do my own mastering. I try to link with the people who are really good at that because it's so important. And I cannot be a master at every single thing.
That's right. So. You are pretty much, you got like 14, 15 hats. Real quick, what do you feel are some do's and don'ts of pursuing a career as an indie singer-songwriter? Just, you know, one or two, whatever you feel.
Oh, gosh, that's such a broad question. Do listen to your heart. Do follow your inspiration. Do try new things. Do push yourself into your creative edges. Do collaborate with other people. Do support other people because they'll support you back. Don't do something if it doesn't quite feel quite right. Like, don't do a show if it doesn't actually feel like it's going to like be good for you, even if you think you should. Don't do something just because somebody else says that you should. Yeah, I don't know. That's just a few off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. Now, you are passionate about women's empowerment and environmental sustainability, and you support companies like the Harmony Project through donations and beneficiaries. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about that and why it's so important to you? And then the last question, if we can fit it in, because we got 1 minute, I want to talk about your tour to New York. So.
Ooh, okay, real quick. I believe Nina Simone said, it's the responsibility of an artist to reflect the times. And with these heightening circumstances of the world we live in, with climate change and politics and like so many things, so many issues, I feel that it's ever more important for every artist to link with a give back attitude and just see how they can help support and link up with other organizations and people who are doing good work in the world and really make it about the service and about the giving. And then I'm going to New York for my first tour at the end of the month. Yeah, so I'm really excited to expand the music to the East Coast.
What? You've never been to New York?
Not to play music, no, only to dream.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm from Connecticut. I'm like, oh, you have to, because I can tell that is going to really just, it's going to indoctrinate you into a whole new way of thinking. I'm telling you. But you got to get in there, like, you got to hit the village. You can't be going to those posh places, but you got to hit the village.
And I'm telling you, you
are really going to just mesh yourself right into, just get right into the nitty gritty. And it is going to add so many more colors to your song. Mm. You're going to come up with some great New York for sure.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited.
Yes, you are good. Well, I am excited too. We're on the show, and you got to promise me you're going to come back. I want you to come back when you want to promote any of your other projects. You have to promise.
Oh, I do. I promise to. So. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This has been so fun.
And you feel free to just shoot me an email, or I liked your Facebook page, but just be sure to, you know, we'll follow each other, and then you can shoot me a message and say, hey, can you promote my, and then I'll give you a free advertisement, just like it did for Dr. Laura Thielen. I'll give you a free advertisement.
Thank you. That's stuff. So sweet. Thank you.
Absolutely. Say goodbye to your fans, my darling.
Oh, goodbye, sweet fans, sweet people, sweet listeners. So good to connect with you today. And I hope to be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening to this beautiful woman today, Heather Christie. Go to her website, heathercsongs.com, and you've got to go look at her music videos. And you men, you be good. You get the cross before you watch her on a video, because if not, you're going to want to do unholy things to yourself, because she's absolutely beautiful, you sickos. All right. Thank you, Heather, sweetie. We'll see you next time on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.